As violence escalates, church leaders, including Reverend Arama Justin, chair of the South Sudan Council of Churches and primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, says the biggest threat to peace in South Sudan is not just the presence of armed groups, but the deep-rooted lack of trust among communities, politicians, and security forces.
The biggest threat to peace in South Sudan is lack of trust among South Sudanese. People of South Sudan, they don't trust themselves. Political leaders don't trust themselves. And the civilians don't trust the organized forces. So the organized forces also don't trust the civilians. And then the availability of arms in the hands of civilians, armed groups, and then different army, that is also another threat to peace in South Sudan.
Faith-based institutions have long played a role in South Sudan's peace efforts, but they say lessons from past conflicts have shown that peace is a slow process. Regional bodies such as the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, known as IGAD, the African Union, and the United Nations have expressed deep concern over the ongoing violence. Speaking after a high-level meeting, IGAD Special Envoy to South Sudan, Ismail Wise, emphasized the need for political leaders to take urgent action.
And we would like that the leaders of this country to sit together and take this country out of the crisis. As an institution or the quartet, we would like also to ask the leadership of this country and to contain this situation and assure the people of the Republic of South Sudan that they have the right for peace, that they have right, like any other nation in the region, also to live in dignity and without fear of any damage to their health.
The government insists the security situation is under control. Minister of Presidential Affairs Chol Maiwut Ajong reaffirmed President Salva Kiir's commitment to lasting peace.
President is asking, the president has been a report, he has been saying this, that he is not willing and he will not be able. He decided that he should not take the people of South Sudan back to war again. He has been on record saying that. That has been his consistent message. Mission for this, and we go back to the pause of the implementation of the 2018 agreement.
Ter Manyang, Executive Director of the Center for Peace and Advocacy, CPA, emphasized the role of the church in peace building, stating that religious institutions play a crucial role in promoting reconciliation and fostering dialogue among communities and political leaders.
The church role in advancing peace is primarily to promote values like forgiveness and reconciliation through teaching, leadership, and community engagement, acting as a platform for dialogue, mediation, and providing support to the conflict victims.
For many South Sudanese, the current insecurity has left them disillusioned. Deng Kun, a resident of Akobo County of Jonglei State in South Sudan, who has lived through decades of war, shared his frustrations over the unrelenting violence.
Everyone is desperate in this country. He has been lost the hope in the country. Have you seen somewhere like the people who have run away from in the refugee camp, they are facing a lot of challenges because of this insecurity. Because if there's any good security in the country, no one should be outside. All of us should be here. Then everybody run out for the business. Then they will care for his kid, whatever they do.
As South Sudan struggles with recurring violence, religious leaders and civil society groups continue to call for dialogue and reconciliation, urging all parties to prioritize peace for the future of the country. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi.